Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Everyone's upty, upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carny.
Upty, upty, upty.
More time you see me with Marley.
Sahib, sahib.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardy gal, good morning.
Morning.
White gal, hello.
Halkan wa BBC London, Somalia. aniga wariyahaaga xamse maxamed axmed abdinuur muuse reer maxamed carab oo iyo saaxiibkayga shimbir oo maanta waxaa bilaabaynaa abti podcast magaalada london baa joognaa iyo waxaa u socdaa meel la dhaho labigif grof waana lixdii subaxnimo 6 o'clock insha allah ila soo socda waxaa ka socda hadda gaza.
Hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Abti podcast hosted by yours truly, the warden of the north, Big Brrrr. Do you know when somebody says it was so great, we had to do it twice? We had to do it twice, two times round. You get me? Hamza's not here. Hamza, I don't know where Hamza is, but I will definitely find a message of Hamza somewhere on where he is in the world. It's right here.
Hey, it's Abti Hamza again, man. I'm so sorry, my boy. Don't know what's going on. I ended up in Poland, Abti, bro. You get me? But I'm en route. Soon on the way. Give me another week, I'm home.
Right, that's a nice message from Hamza, and Hamza will be back, I promise you. I think this is the last week anyway. We brought the boy back again. Malcolm Flex, Bob Shaw Marley.
Bow.
You know what I'm saying? Arms, the one and only.
I got bare names, bro.
I know, I'm lying. Which one's your favourite out of all of them? I'm not going to lie, Bob Shaw Marley, I wanted to take that one.
Yeah. Do you know what I was going to call it?
Yeah.
Bob Shaw Marley.
Bob Shaw Marley.
But then I was like, keep it show.
Show.
Like Bob Shaw Marley.
Bob Shaw Marley. Malcolm Flex is incredible.
No, I appreciate it.
Do you know what I'm saying? I like that one. Arms is just Arms. I think all Arms, we all know, I don't want to say a real name, but you know where all Arms come
from. Ahmed.
Ahmed. every Ahmed is.
You'd be surprised. I haven't really met that many Arms, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm being dead serious.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm being dead serious, bro.
Do you know, like, my nickname used to, like, obviously, I go by a plethora of names, innit? So. But I know what name people call me. I know what stage in my life I've met you.
That's exactly how I feel about the names that I've got.
Yeah. So if somebody calls me Ace, I know that you've known me from like 12. From 12. Do you know what I'm saying? And then obviously it became Ace Boogie.
Yeah.
And then it became Bugs. And then it became Birdie. And then it became Birdie Bugs.
Yeah.
And then now I'm just the Warden of the North, bro.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I am.
I think that name is so sick.
It's just people that know me. If you're from the North, bro,
yeah, you have to go through Birdie
Bugs. I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, there isn't a city in the North where I'm not really tapped in with some serious people where it's like, oh, you're what? In Manny? Yo, somebody go look after Manny.
Listen, just for the viewers, yeah, I went to Sheffield.
Yeah.
Was it last year?
It was last year.
Brother. Hood celebrity.
I'm everywhere.
I'm talking blacks, white,
yeah.
Asians,
yeah. I'm not gonna lie, well,
albinos.
I am the mayor of my city, bro. I'm the mayor. I wear that proudly, alhamdulillah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love my city. Right, what was I gonna say to you, Arms? That's the latest in the news. Obviously, we do news. Obviously, now we're doing structures. We're trying to be as structured as possible.
Yeah, man.
By the way, Hamza will be doing the news towards the end. So if you stick around the end, Hamza will be telling you the latest going on in Somalia. But let's just do a little bit of just current news going on in the UK. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right now, what's going on around the world, man?
We've got... who else? Well, Shits and Gigs. They're getting cancelled. They're attempting to cancel Shits and Gigs. For the comments towards derogatory comments towards black women.
I've seen some of the clips. I've never personally subscribed or watched any of the episodes personally.
I'm not gonna lie, no disrespect, big them up.
Yeah,
I've never sat down and watched the full. I've seen them in TikTok,
yeah,
and like
exactly
their TikTok presence and on their reels,
yeah,
they're everywhere on there. But I don't think I've ever sat down fully and watched the full episode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think some of the clips coming out
are hilarious,
bang to rights.
Oh, listen. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I think the clips that they've like were on TikTok was funny, yeah. But I'm talking about this particular moment where they're like on their neck, yeah.
Yeah.
Bang to rights, man.
Do you reckon?
They were saying some crazy stuff, bro. The
thing is, about black women?
Yeah, in today's world, you can't talk down on anyone, obviously, but if you're black yourself, you can't be like, yeah, I don't like black girls. Right. I've always found like, I know one person in particular, I don't think he's ever going to watch this, but a friend that I grew up with, he's black himself and he never liked black girls.
Well,
and
that's when
I knew he was a bit of a wrong-in.
I know a few of my mates are like that. They're like, they do not... They're Jamaican, obviously. Yeah.
Preference is preference.
Yeah.
But you can't say, I don't like black girls.
Oh, no, not like that.
Yeah, you can't do
like,
stuff.
Like, no, we're not doing the
He's done that in my face. Just, a girl approached him and was like, she literally was like, yo. And I swear to God, wallahi, bro. He stood there and went, man, you're black. In front of the man, yeah. And we were just like, we just looked at him and was like, yo, wrong.
Yeah, nice, nice. Nah,
but Shits and Gigs, I think they bank to rights, man. They...
What do you reckon, though? Do you reckon, you know, in this current climate where they're cancelling motherfuckers and that, yeah? Sorry for my language again. My mum watches this now.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out Mumsy, man.
Shout out Hoya. Love you, man. But, yeah, in where they cancel... Look, I get it. I actually genuinely get what they're saying. They're wrong in what they did. But from apologising, what more can they do? Do you know what I mean? It's more like Tyrese. What more do you want from me, bro?
What more do you want from me?
Like, if they've apologised,
yeah.
It's either two things you do now, yeah? It's either you accept their apologies and then, you know, you're like, okay, do you know what? Everyone makes mistakes and then obviously they change and then they go forward. Or you say, you know what? These guys, like, we built them up because their majority of their fan base are black women, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
American black women, by the way. So, all the black women said, you know what? We helped you. You got, we're tired of getting shot on and we're going to walk away. And good luck to you guys in your future venture. You got one of those two options to do. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no other option. You can't keep making them apologize.
Yeah. I don't think they should apologize. You said what you said.
Stand on it, bro.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but... I think, do you know what's like very dangerous in today's society, yeah,
right,
is if you place your value on whether people like you or not.
Yeah.
I see it as like, it's a fool's game because I see it like, do you remember, was it Greece, like the Colosseum?
Yeah.
And they look towards the one or the king or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, that's literally society today.
That's society.
They look at you,
today.
They're like,
It's like you almost get built up to get brought down again.
I think
it's
that's the UK and the world, especially, well, I think UK as well.
The UK doesn't like people getting too big.
Yeah, 100%.
They don't like people getting too big.
Once you get a bit too big for your boots, they're just like,
Do you know, there's Jimmy Carr, the comedian, he made an incredible point, yeah. He said, I've already said the joke that's going to get me cancelled. So when they find out what joke it is, because I'll go on camera and I'll be like, very sarcastically, I'm so sorry for the joke I did. I'm so, so sorry. And he goes, in the comments, they'll say, he's not being sincere. He's just joking. His apology is not real. And he'll say, so was the joke I said.
Exactly.
Do you get me? Like, genuinely. So all of it is just, I don't know. I think, you know, it's giving people this amplified voice, bro, which is kind of sickening, wallahi, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone should have a voice, okay, but it's, if you're gonna make an opinion, have an informed opinion, bro. And if you are genuinely upset about what somebody said, guess what? Just stop fucking with them. That's it. That's just, don't write a letter of complaint and everything. Just
scroll past.
Just scroll past and that's it, do you know what I mean? But
it reminds me of, I remember one time Tyler, the Creator, said that he doesn't understand online bullying. Just turn off your screen.
You turn off your screen. That is so true, Allah. But I feel like I don't know.
Yeah, but I think, I mean.
I think it's easier said than done.
I'm like on both sides. Mm. They shouldn't have said what they said, really.
Yeah.
Because out of all the people, you shouldn't like shit on your fans.
Yeah,
the people that follow you the most. But at the same time, you said what you said and now you're just on this apology tour.
Yeah.
Don't do that, bro. You said what you said.
And now you know that they're going to be super like, walking on eggshells when it comes to jokes. And that's going to take away from their authenticity and what made people like them. Do you know what I'm saying?
But that's why I'm saying they place too much value in whether people like them or not.
Just be yourself.
And if people like you, they like you. And if they don't rock with you, then cool. It is what it is. But where you place so much value in, like, you guys, like, please, we're so sorry. We're going to, you know, I'm reading between the lines. Oh, brand deals. Money. Yeah.
Do you know what I've clocked, Malcolm? Yeah. In this game, people gravitate towards authenticity above all else, bro.
That's life in general, bro.
I swear to God, bro. If you are your authentic true self, unapologetically yourself, bro, and you couldn't give two donkey dicks about what people think about you, bro, and you're just yourself, bro, and people subscribe to that, you're winning for the rest
literally,
of your life. But then if you come on camera and you have a doctored personality.
Start swaying left and
right. Yeah, start swaying left. You sway wherever the comment sections are swaying.
Exactly.
Broski, like, you're held hostage by the character that you've built. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I think you need to be a certain type of person from a certain era, I think, to not really subscribe to, like, for example, with this podcast, do you get like negative?
Oh, hella, so much.
From who would you say mostly?
Do you know what it is? Well, don't get me wrong. Accounts. No, it's all fake accounts, don't get me wrong, a lot of them. But the hate that we get sometimes is justified. So for example, I'll double back here. We said something, and this one really fucked man up, yeah. We said something about the Algerian boxer who was a woman, innit?
Oh, yeah,
but then everybody thought it was a man. I genuinely thought it was a man.
If I just saw social media, not by looking at her, if I just saw what people were saying, I thought
it was a man. Yeah. So for me and Hamza, we came on the episode and we absolutely put this Algerian boxer in a 3.5, bro.
Oh, yeah,
we just cussed, like, we just made it. We played on the narrative because we didn't know. We didn't have the information.
Sure.
It's until I checked the comment section, it was like, yo, you guys pattern up, bro. What are you doing? And I was like, oh shit, I did my research. And it turned out she was a woman,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly, yeah.
And I was like, damn, now that lives on the internet. Do you know what I'm saying? And like,
did
obviously
you delete the episode?
It's not about deleting the episode. Sometimes, as I said, you gotta stand where you gotta stand on. But you got.
He said, "I said what I said."
I said what I said. But then
you came from an uninformed place.
Yeah, uninformed place. But I'm here now.
Yeah.
Saying informed. I was wrong. Yeah, Hamza was wrong, and I was wrong. Yeah. That was not a man. That was a woman. And you know, we take back and we retract everything.
Was it
that
the
we
Algerian
said.
Community?
I don't know if it was the Algerian community. It was a mix of both, bro.
Really?
We got a few. Like, we got cooked in the comments below. We get cooked about that. We get cooked about our opinions on Somalia and Somaliland and stuff like that. And they say,
I couldn't care less.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. And I've told the public, bro. I've told everybody. I said, I'll be honest with you. I don't have a clue. Do you know what I'm saying? I sit here with my hands up. I generally don't have a clue. But I'm here to learn. Because I love my people, and I want my people to obviously, like, majority of this platform is our people, bro. They're the ones that are subscribing to the thing, innit?
Yeah.
So
if you care, you care, innit? Like, if you're from, not you yourself, but if the people that are watching this, if you're subscribed and you care about what's going on with Somalia, do that.
100%,
don't expect other people, just because they're Somali, to have that same outlook. Me, I don't mean like I don't care, like as in I don't care for people's lives. I'm just not subscribed.
Yeah, that's
okay. I focus on what I got going on. Yeah. I'm a Somali person. My family and Allah is the most important thing to me. The most important. Mm. Looking after my family, being subscribed about politics and all this and
that.
I couldn't care.
I couldn't care. I'll be honest with you. I've come to terms with it, and I've said we're here for another few more generations anyway.
Yeah.
The reality of us going back. This grandiose dream of we're going to go back to our mother country. It's not happening. It's not the truth. I mean, I
wouldn't even feel, I'm Somali, obviously I can go there and walk around, but I wouldn't feel welcome. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel more at home here, but at the same time, I know this ain't really where I'm from.
I was back there 2014, and it's weird because you're kind of accepted or not accepted in it. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know. There's a couple of people that look down, like that look at you weird because you're from the diaspora and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know what I'm saying, you've got them people, and then you've got people that really do bring you in. It's a mix of both, innit? But one thing I do know, bro, as soon as I did touch down in the motherland, I grabbed that sand. I said, "This country's mine, bro. This country's mine. Like, there's nothing you could do to take away from me. Facts. I don't care where you put me, bro.
Facts.
Like, right now, if they said go back to your own country, I would happily go back to my own country. You know what I'm saying, and I'd be happy where I am. But I'm just saying, you know." While we're here, I think this is the reason why us Somalis really haven't... I'm speaking about the Somalis up north, by the way. The Somalis down south are doing incredible things. But the Somalis up north haven't really done anything business-wise is because of the mindset.
Somaliland.
You know what? I'll say it. The Somalilanders up north. Yeah. Like, the reason why they haven't done anything really in this country is because a lot of our parents have told us we are going back.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? We're going back. And I'm not going to lie, that kind of played into our psyche, bro.
Yeah.
And we think, oh, we're going to go back. But the reality of life is we're not going back. You know what I'm saying?
We're not.
Let's be honest with ourselves. So make your bread while you're here, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Open your businesses. Start establishing, you know what I'm saying, like things to really establish yourself within this
country. The world is your oyster, man. Don't just...
Yeah, 110%. Well, 110%. We're going to get into some dilemmas. The fans have been sending some dilemmas
as well. What are they saying, man? What's the people's problems?
The people have been moaning as per usual, bro. I'll be honest with you. They're just, you know... And I feel like we're kind of getting better at this. I might need to do a psychology course or some shit like that, bro.
I feel like you need to start doing it.
Yeah.
Just a word of advice.
Yeah.
Like some point in the future. Do you remember how Jerry Springer used to have the word of the day?
Yeah.
And he'd cut to a separate camera and just be like, word of the day.
I'm not going to lie, that would be so incredible. But that would be so...
After chatting about their problems.
We're going to do the word of the day. That's actually a good point.
You got to probably like turn your chair
around. You got to turn your chair around, and it's got to be like some ambient light. The lighting needs to change.
You got to lean as well.
You got to lean, and you know you got to be like really engaging with the camera, right? This one's nice and easy. Well, I don't think it's nice and easy. Have you ever had your heart broken? If so, give us a story time.
No,
genuinely never.
Never.
You're a sociopath, fam. I've just said.
I'm not a sociopath.
You're not made of stone, bro.
Okay, and I'm not.
Yeah.
You've had your heart broken. I cannot say I've given my heart to someone for them to try and break it.
Right.
My heart's in my chest, bro. It's beating.
My man's doing the wrong and strong thing. Look at me. I'm an alpha male and that. I'll tell my story, me.
Tell me. Tell the people then, man.
People them. This is my story, innit? On the day I got and I think this is almost my villain arc.
Yeah, this is how it started.
This is when I became the skullduggery evil genius that's out here terrorizing these streets right now. But I was chatting to a girl, me and this one girl were chatting for about a good year and a half, bro. Serious. It was going well. And then I think it was around the summer holidays time and that. We was young, innit? She was like, we're gonna go. She goes, my family and I go in Dubai, innit? So when I say about the Somalis are Arab and that, Somali Arab,
I
think that's why I hate them, real key. But anyway, so you'll see at the end. So she's like, oh, I'm going to go to Dubai, stay there for a month with the family, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, she's gone away for about a month. We're chatting the whole entire month, Facebook days. Boom, boom, boom. I'm just chatting to her. How's she doing? Blah, blah, blah. Chatting. Then after the month, she just disappears on me, bro.
She ghosted me.
She ghosted me, bro. And I really did like this girl. Yeah, that's it. Like Kaiser Sose, bro. Disappeared. Literally. I'm telling you, bro.
I was watching that recently, I know.
Big film, innit? So she just ghosted me. She ghosted me for after the second month ghosted, third month ghosted, fourth month ghosted. This is 6 months now. I'm thinking she's died or something, bro. Because it's not like this girl to ever ghost me, bro. I thought I had this girl hook, line, and sinker, by the way. Like, I thought she was just fully on, man. I was fully on her, by the way. Anyway, I must have... And I saw her, like, that she's got brothers in it. But this one, I thought, I need to chill out. Because I'm seeing her brothers, and I was going to approach her brothers and be like, yo. But I thought, I can't do that, bro.
About to do a mad thing.
I was going
to
be like, yo.
Where's your sister?
But I thought, I had to G-check myself and be like, oh, I can't do this. So then I let her rock and whatever. And then one of my brethren calls me one day and says, yo, Birdie, I've got a surprise for you. Come to my yard and that. I said, say no more, bro. I'm gonna come to your yard. Pause. Anyway, went to his yard. This is DVD days, innit? Puts a DVD in, innit? Watching this DVD now. Do you know, like, who remembers Somali weddings where you got the fireworks? Like, the opening screen is like some fireworks and the flowers.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm watching this fucking DVD. It's fireworks. And then there's a picture of her married with some dark skinned guy.
She done you dirty.
I don't know why I had to say dark skin, but I'm just throwing it in there. So, you know what I'm saying? And she's with a guy, bro. And it's a live oil picture on my life. I'm watching this like this, bro. I'm crying inside, bro. My boy is just there. She got married on me, bro. Married on me. I couldn't believe it, bro. Wallahi. It's taking me back to a dark place.
Yeah, I was about to say. I even feel angry. I can't lie to you, man.
Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, plot twist. I know, I'm like, whatever, man. Now I'm like, fuck this girl. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I'm just doing my thing. I'm trying to do the whole... Anyway, I recover, whatever. 2-3 years later, the girl comes back now. She's got a ute, bro. All right? Her and her husband, things ain't clicking, all right? Boom. She hollers, man, like, yo, I need to see you, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
I'm a sucker, bro.
I'm
not gonna lie.
I'm surprised you gave her the time of the day.
Yeah, I'm a sucker. I went there, bro.
Cut.
She bought a U and everything and everybody. The U were there. Everybody was there, bro. The U, I'm there like in the park. She's there telling me about whatever, like, oh, she went through hell. But anyway, telling me some fucking story about how she was never happy and her family forced her into it. I don't want to hear that shit, bro. I don't want to hear it. You did man dirty, bro. I don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest, bro. But she's on about like, oh, our family did a dirty, rare, rare, rare. And obviously, you know, can you find it in your heart to give me a second chance? I'm like, you know what? Hell no. And well, I'll be honest with you, I said no. Good. I said, nah, well, I said, you, good luck in life.
Yeah, well,
I wish you all the best.
It's just
we had
me.
A moment.
Yeah.
This ain't my story, bro.
Yeah.
This ain't my story. But one thing I did know for this person who's going through a heartbreak, because that for me is as closest to a heartbreak that I've had. You know what I'm saying? And it's the worst possible feeling, Arms. I know you haven't felt it, but
Alhamdulillah, I haven't.
Alhamdulillah, bro.
Yeah.
But I always will go back and reflect on it and say, do you know what? It's better to have loved and lost to have never loved at all. Do you know what I'm saying? I'll be honest with you. So for me, that's where I'm at, where I'm like, you know what? At least I felt that pain. I feel like now I'm more conditioned. Has it made me a bit more colder towards females and that? Less trusting? 100%.
Of course.
Naturally.
Because from experience, innit?
Yeah, naturally, bro. It did. But you know what I'm saying? From experience. But, you know, I look back at it and I'm like, you know what? A lot of the energy I did give it, I think about it now in big 2024 and that, and I think I can't believe I stressed over this, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, like, it wasn't even worth it.
But wait, did she try ever, like, she double back? Has she double ever tried back?
She tripled back? Bro, she's been triple backing, quadruple back flipping.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all sorts. And I'm like, all of that, and I'm like, yo, do you know what? Nah, well, I
you
like,
gotta tell her step back,
yeah,
sis.
Yeah, step back, sis. Literally, well, like,
sit down,
sit down. Well, yeah, Hondo, like, she's tried it a few times, and I'm just like, nah, do you know what? Don't get me wrong, did I have weak moments where I thought about it at one point back in the day? Ah, weak moments. I'm like, how old is this you, bro? This is before. How old is this child? Like?
This guy's been sitting by the fire,
yeah,
just thinking, stressing. Yeah.
Thinking, yo, I got this, like, now I got to raise this fake son, bro. I mean, like, what do I have to do, bro?
This guy is a sick individual.
No, these are thoughts I'm having in my head, bro. I can't lie, like, I'm saying, I'm having these thoughts, I'm thinking, yo, like, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, snap out of it, and I'm like, whoa, like, nah, that's
but what. Have you ever, like, had your heart broken, per se, like, after that kind of experience?
No, well, like, as I said, after that, I became like really, really, I'll be honest with you, ever since then, I don't think I've really given my all to a person, bro. Because what that kind of does is you kind of like now enter situations, you're half-stepping it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, you end up doing it wrong. Don't ever like half-stepping.
Yeah, you're half-stepping. You're half-stepping majority of the situations in life. And then you don't really give all of yourself.
Yeah.
You might give 75% to somebody, but then, you know what I'm saying? Or you might even give yourself like 80% to somebody, but you're reserving that 20% just in case that person backdoors you, do you know what I'm saying?
It's an insurance policy.
Yeah, it's an insurance policy. Yeah. And is it only in, and I don't think ever in life you're gonna give your whole self to somebody.
I personally think unless like obviously, cause my wife's watching this, so I'll say when you're married, you can give your all to someone.
Yes,
but
I agree.
Never.
Yeah.
It's a fool's game. You're gonna give everyone you're all, and then all of a sudden, you never know. As you said, keep 20%
tucked away. Just know that this person's capable of backdooring
it's
you.
It's treacherous.
And being
here.
A dog. I'm saying, die and girl, bro.
So whatever. Was that person, did they say that they were heartbroken?
Well, yeah, they're heartbroken, and obviously they're going through it now.
Next, man. Next. That's the
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do.
That's the only thing you can do, man.
Literally.
Next.
Unlock new characters and that.
Do you know what I'm saying? Continue with the game. You get new levels.
Yeah, that's it. Continue with the game and you'll find, as I said, you'll find your happily ever after, man. As I said, you know, like when it comes to Aleph or what's like, you know, I don't even know the English word for Aleph, bro. What would it be? So,
someone that's like
made for you.
Made for you, ordained for you.
Ordained for you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, obviously, you know, someone who's ordained for you. I like the word ordained. So yeah, someone who's ordained for you. Someone's definitely out there for you, do you know what I'm saying? And obviously it don't matter, obviously, if this person did you dirty and that.
Yeah.
That means God was just preserving you for somebody else. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you just gotta
don't stress about it, man.
Don't stress about it. Because I don't feel like it's really worth the stress. Do you know what I'm saying? I think there's so much other things to really stress about. One book that I read, which is sick, I don't know if you read it, is called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never read it.
It's a big book. Well, I encourage people to read it out there. It's basically the whole premise of the book is a problem is only a problem when you make it a problem.
Make it a problem, in fact.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you put a big light on something, then that thing becomes big, innit?
Yeah.
But if you mentally tell yourself, ah, it's a minor, bro. That don't mean nothing. Then in your mind, subconsciously, psychology-wise, you're going to kind of not really take that shit in too deep. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's good though, man. That's
so there you go, man. So that's what we'll say for her. Just,
go pray, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Go pray.
You got to pray. You got to pray, you know, put your faith in God and that. And your person's out there, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
and don't stress about it, man. As you said, don't stress about it. It will happen, inshallah. If you believe it's going to happen, it will happen.
Yeah.
Just keep pushing.
Yeah, keep pushing. It's happened to greater people. It's happened to everyone.
And don't let someone have that over you about heartbroken. Dance, man.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Because she's probably doing like weird stuff, like, you know,
texting him from like seven different numbers.
Yeah, seven different numbers, emailing him. I mean, that's the weirdest thing a girl's ever done to me, you know, to get my attention.
Send your email.
Send me a motherfucking email,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, lie. To whom this may concern and that.
Oh, my
regards.
God.
La.
You say a little XX.
Yeah, that's it. I've had that before. I've had, what else? I've had, the craziest one I've heard is a girl basically, she had the guy's Netflix, innit?
Yeah.
So she made like, you know, how you made different accounts.
Yeah.
So it was like, unblock me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she made different accounts.
Step
of like,
back,
yeah. That's doing
you
too
need
much.
To sit
I can't
down,
lie. See, you go through all it, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not yourself. You do crazy shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So, sis, literally go into hibernation.
Yeah.
Deal with your pain. Go in that hyperbolic chamber.
It's adhkeh, man.
It's adhkeh. Dahdahiro. You know what I'm saying?
Tighten that.
That's it. Tighten the belt. And then move forward, man. You'll be all right with that one, sis. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go with the other one now. All right. This one. It's kind of similar, but, you know, we'll see. It's kind of, yeah. It's
you
relate.
Can see your Sheffield, I think. Similar.
Similar?
Yeah.
All right. Crikey, mate. I've got a real toxic friend. I want to get rid of them, but I can't because I've known them all my life. Help me with an ex.
Yeah, go on.
All right. So toxic friends. This is a big one, isn't it? Friendship. Friendship's a weird one, isn't it?
It is. I think if you place a lot of value in friendships, you could potentially, more than likely, end up getting the short end of the stick.
Do you reckon?
Without a shadow of a doubt. I'm a weirdo, bro.
No, explain this to me, because you know it. I don't like.
You know me. Like go on. A lot of my friends know I'm there, but I'm not there.
I know this. This is the thing I've known and I've learned to accept about you, which you're there.
And I'm not there.
You're not there.
Yeah. The thing is, I'll go somewhere. I might roll up with someone, but more times I might leave by myself. Or I might just roll up somewhere by myself, leave by myself.
Yeah.
That's just, I think.
But that's what has to be because, obviously, without not getting into it too deep, but it had to be because, this happened, I moved like this because of this reason.
No, I wouldn't even say that.
Or you're saying you're just wired that way, bro?
I think I was just wired. Like, obviously, I was raised by my dad, innit? And he was a bit militant, innit? Ilan Harris, though.
Ilan Harris,
He was a bit militant in the sense of, like, he used to just tell me the realness of a lot of stuff when it came to people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
People. Forget friends, forget all those titles, family, all this and that. He used to just look at the person for who they are and what they, not necessarily do for you, but what purpose do they serve in your life?
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? And I can have friendships. I've got friendships of people that are since secondary school, primary school, that I still chat to here and there, once in a blue moon here, there, whatever. But at the same time, I don't place a lot of value in friendships.
Me and you, I would say I'm the opposite side of the coin,
really?
To you, bro. It's mental.
Yeah.
And me, I've been, bro, the amount of backdoor situations I've had, pause, bro, like in my life, bro, but when it comes to bedrooms, bro, like I've had a friend of mine, so he liked this girl really, like he liked her, he liked this one girl, and he kept saying, yo, Bugs, I like this girl, rare, boom, bam, bam. I'm like, yo, bro, big up yourself, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But me and the girl were cool, innit? Me and the girl are like bedrooms, innit? But the girl kind of, this sounds mad, but the girl was kind of feeling my thing more, innit? Because my bedroom was overcooking it, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm like, nah, but I'm pushing her towards my friend, innit? I'm like, oh, like he's a good guy, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yo, like, you speak highly of him, but he cusses you out, bro. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, whatever, man, chip. And then I'm like, yo, whatever, man. I think this girl doing mind games on, man, trying to get between two friends and that. Anyway, so one day she texts me. She says, I'm gonna call. Don't, like I'm going to put you on mute or some shit like that. So whatever. It was weird games and that. She calls me. She merges me, says conference call, bro. I'm on a conference call, yeah. It's me, her, and my brethren. So she was like, and my brethren is cooking me, bro. When I say he's cooking
me. He's saying filet mignon.
He's saying everything, bro. Like, cussing me out, bro. And I'm listening, yeah. And I'm like this, I'm like, no, bro, this is wild, isn't it? I've just listened, my guy is going in. Like, even, like, exposing, like, internal hood politics of certain situations that happened. And that.
That's crazy.
Crazy. I'm watching and thinking to myself, rah, boom, and then I hang up, and then the girls rang me normally. She goes, you see what I'm saying? And I was like, look, if my brethren is willing to throw me under the bus for you, bro.
Yeah, scumbaggery.
Like, scumbaggery, but I'm like, yo, get with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, at this point, you guys just need to get together, bro, yeah. Because this is the ultimate, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he crossed that line.
Yeah, man.
And for this.
But you see, with you, like, where that would have probably never happened to you, where with me, it's always like.
No, it's happened.
Yeah.
It's like, happened with, like, probably one person. Yeah. I don't really want to get into.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Someone said something about me to someone and it got back to me, but I didn't really care for it because, yeah, as I said, I didn't place much value
in that friendship.
Oh my God, I can't believe anyone is capable of doing anything.
Yeah, bro, I've had bears, man. I've had, when somebody's getting married, we do like a whip around, innit? Like, let's say you're getting married. Oh, I'm getting married, but like, here's five bills, whatever. One of my right hand.
That's nice, you know?
Yeah, we all, yeah, so that's a city thing, innit? One of my brethren's close, this is my right hand, bro. Rang me, goes, I'm getting married. I said, say no more, send me a so-called account number. Boom, shot money. I'm not gonna say amount, how much, but good amount for him to set, like, to start his life. And
that's beautiful, man.
But boom, that's my dog, bro. It's my right hand, fam. What the hell? Anyway, now it comes around. It's my turn now, innit? I'm like, yo, family, I'm getting married, innit? He's like, yeah, man.
I said, yeah.
Yeah.
When's the date?
Yeah, like, when's the date? And I said, bro, like, nah, yeah, like, nice me, innit? He's like, bro, I can't, you know. I said, why? He goes, I just can't. Wallahi, I can remember this. I said, no worries. Maybe he's having financial problems, innit? But then, you know, like, I feel like when your friend's getting married, yeah, there's certain favors you can't deny, innit? Mm. Like, that's the only day where majority of whatever you ask for as a married man is, yes, yo, I need a lift to here to pick this up. Yes, I need help moving the house. I need, those are the moments. See, where
I've
your friends.
I've never had none of that, bro.
Seriously.
I swear down.
Mine, it was like that, bro. I can't lie. Well, like the hood raised good money for man, yeah, and that. But I'm saying, this one in particular brethren, I needed a car to go and pick up a TV, bro. He had a car. I didn't have a car at the time. I'm like, bro, like, I need a car to pick up the TV, and like, bam, bam, bam. He's like, yeah, man, I can't really give you my car, bro. I'm like, why? Because, you know what, Bugs? Because you're a bit of a crazy driver. You're gonna rag the car. I said, no worries, my bro. If you don't trust me, there's another kid from the area who's a jockey, bro. He's a driver. Like, this guy, Jason Tatum, bro. He drove all the way to London with his knees. Wallahi, with his knees. All my life, I seen that shit, fam. He was just chewing, and he drove all the way to London from Sheffield.
I was gonna say, he must have been wired.
Yeah, with his knees, bro. I've never seen that shit in my life. This guy is Jason Tatum, bro. So I said, yo, I'm gonna get homeboy to take, man, innit? He goes, yeah, you're gonna take. And I said, you know he's a driver? He said, yeah, do you know what it is, my bro? He goes, I just don't want to give you the car, bro.
Yeah, and you said what you said, innit?
And I looked at him and I said, you know what? That's two times now, bro. And I said, you know, this meant to be my right hand, you know? Khalas. I said, yo, there you go.
Salaam alaikum.
And it was the hardest, that's the thing, I was like, it sounds bare mad metaphorical, but I've cut that much pieces off of myself. Because me, when I'm your brethren, I'm your brethren.
Yeah.
There isn't a thing anybody will tell you. Like, that's why, alhamdulillah, now I don't have as much friends. I have like five near dear friends to me, bro.
Yeah.
But these five guys, if you ask them about me, bro, they'll say, what? If they call me and I say, I'm doing it.
No, wallahi, mashallah, you're a stand-up guy.
It's done. Wallahi, it's done. There's no one that can ever question man's integrity when it comes to things like that. But then I'm telling you, man had to like cut pieces off of myself,
yeah,
of friends, because wallahi, it's the worst thing in the world.
Don't get twisted. Like, I've got good friends, wallahi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I've got a best friend. I've never had a best friend and stuff like that. Probably school and times. But it's mad because I feel like I've shot myself in the foot when it comes to situations like that. Now, for example, when I was getting married, I didn't expect any help from anyone.
Yeah.
So the help wasn't really given because I didn't really ask.
Yeah.
Or I didn't really position myself, pause in a way, you know, guys, can you do X, Y, bro? 95% of the time on the day I was getting married, I was by myself. Voila. I swear down, bro.
Impossible.
I swear to God. I went from my nikah because I didn't have a wedding. I don't really do weddings and stuff. I don't, like, right now, if you told me you're having a wedding, 1,000,000,000%, I'm not coming.
Yeah, I know. I'm vice versa. I don't do mixed weddings.
Do you know
what it is? I'll come to meher 110%.
Without a doubt, but it sounds weird because I would not want to contribute anything bad towards the beginning of your marriage.
Yeah, you big facts, yeah.
So I'd come to your nikah, I'll eat the food, all of that, good deeds, masalama, enjoy yourself, brother.
Yeah, big facts, yeah.
So I went from my nikah, chilled by myself up until my missus had like a shindig with her and her family, yeah, and friends and whatever, just women, went to go get them and went home. Not went home, but went to like a nice hotel in someone right next to King's Cross. It's not far from King's Cross, but anyway, nice one.
There you go.
And that was it. Done.
No, but I think you did that by design, though.
Nah, but I always knew.
I think you did that by design. I think if you put a little bit more, not emphasis, but you know, because the thing is, Arms, you're a bait person, bro.
Very bait person. No, people know my face, but they wouldn't know much about
me. I 100% agree.
A lot of people probably won't even never see my face here.
No, but you are a very, very bait person, as I said. Well, like you are, whether you like it or not. Especially in your earlier years.
For sure. I was a different person.
Yeah. Back then, saying. But back then to now, like people that know, innit? So for you, I'm not going to lie, if there was a wedding, I would have thought it would have, like, if it was out there, like if you would have put it out there, it would have been a standstill, bro.
I don't think so, you know.
Wallahi, I think it would have been a standstill.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, bro, it would have been a standstill. I'm telling you that for free.
But alhamdulillah, I didn't, because that would be my nightmare, bro. Yeah, I can't lie to you, man.
It would have been like, because you naturally come from a big family as well.
Yeah, no,
Do you know what's crazy that we don't even talk about, bro? Yeah. And this is the crazy, this I'm trying to tell you about, how interconnected Somalis are. All right. I've known Arms, yeah. So when did I first meet you, bro? I'm trying to think.
I remember there was an influx of Sheffield niggas that came to East London.
To East, yeah.
And that's when I first met a lot of...
I got a feeling it was like 2000...
It was a long time ago, bro.
2007, 8-ish. Maybe. 2008. I went on holiday with Cheeks and Diddy and that around that time, innit?
Shout out Chico.
Yeah, shout out the boys, yeah, from Bethlehem and that. Yeah, went on holiday with them. And that's where I got introduced to you. So I've known you from that time for as long as possible, yeah?
Come on.
And we've been locked in from the day we met, yeah? And then one day, I'm at a meher, innit? I'm at a nikah, yeah? I take a picture of my OG, my uncle, innit? Take a picture of him, and then Arms pops up and says, yo, that's my granddad.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, you're just bantering, innit? He's like, he goes, no, bro, that's my granddad.
That's my mum's dad.
That's my mum's dad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, rah, this is the man that when we first came to London, we lived with him. He's the one who like processed man's papers. He's the one who gave my sister away back home. Like that's unk, bro. My grandma damn near raised him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Grew up, him and my dad were like really best friends. I like Hamu. So it's like, when I found out, I was thinking, raw, like, not that I just know, bro, and we're brethren, we're family now. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're super family. So I say that to say, like, you know, there's certain bonds that I hold. Trust way, me. Way above anything else. Unbreakable bonds. But going back to this person who's got the toxic friend, yeah. Sorry, we went on a mad pivot.
Trust me. But cut him off, man.
Cut him off. Sometimes you got to cut a part, you got to cut your arm off to save yourself. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's something. And at the same time,
yeah.
What do they say? Because they've known him for a long time.
For a long time.
That doesn't mean nothing, bro.
But time don't mean nothing to you.
Because you can meet someone today, tomorrow, that has better intentions for you than people you've known for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And I've seen situations like that happen countless times. I'm like, right, you've shown me a mad different energy to people I've known for X amount of time.
Yeah, big facts.
But as I said, because I don't place value in it for this person or this person,
yeah.
It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is sad, man.
But cut them off, man. Save yourself,
cut them off. And I'll be honest with you, you'll be doing yourself a proper service.
Because you can't call someone toxic. And you can't.
You've used
the word toxic.
You've established already that this person is not good for you, bro. So you just need to cut that part of yourself off, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, that does that. Because I feel like, you know, picking your friends, it's important as well. You know what I'm saying? They say you're on the religion of, you are upon the religion of your companions.
Yeah.
So you need to identify and pick your friends rightly, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're men.
Yeah.
Women are here, obviously you guys go through friends like everything, like every other day, innit? But like with men, it's different. You know what I'm saying? I feel like with me, I'm one of them type of people. I don't know, let me know in the comment section below what type of friend you are. I'm one of them friends you have to burn me 99 times for me to cut you off. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Nice, well,
I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know what it is. I feel like I've got to be burnt, and it's got to be... It's until I realise, oh shit, this person's not good for me.
Yeah.
That I've got to like step back, do you know what I'm saying? I don't have that bond where I can identify and be like, oh, this guy's full of, bro. Like, nah, when I'm all in, I'm all in, bro. I don't know, I think.
Nah, I feel you, man. You're better than me. You said 99, dog.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah, you once, and that's it.
I don't know, if I see something.
It's the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, if I see something in like a person I don't really rock with, I don't mess with, I kind of just distance myself. I don't distance them away from me. I just distance myself. I'd rather just do my own thing.
Yeah, nah, bro, that's it. You've heard.
Well, I cut them off. That's the best advice we can give you, because you're gonna learn, innit? Trust me when I say, if this person's like young as well, yeah, you're gonna keep having situations like this.
You're gonna go keep going through it. You best identify it now.
Identify it now, and
kudos to them. They've identified that they're toxic, innit? Mm. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, sometimes you as friends, I'm speaking from a place of experience. We can be enablers to toxic people.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just need to stop enabling people and just be like, you know what? Facts. You just need to cut you off, man. But yeah, that answers that. Yo, Arms, I wanted to get into a quick segment because I am flying off hopefully in November, bro. Oh,
inshallah, where you going?
But I'm planning on either going to Thailand.
Thailand?
Yeah. Stay and before you think any funny things, I'm going out there to train.
Okay, cool.
To work out, train.
I was about to.
I'm really into like kickboxing, Muay Thai and that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to go out there and just train for like 3 weeks, man. I'd
love to go to Thailand.
You know what I'm saying, man? What about you? Have you been to any places holiday-wise? Where would you recommend, actually?
I'd recommend Antalya, man.
Turks?
Yeah, Turkey.
Talk to me, man.
Turkey's beautiful. Mm. I loved every single. I've been quite a few times. Antalya is like the spot for me and the fam.
Yeah, I know that's your like regular place.
Yeah, man.
They know you that you're like a local now, right?
Nah, man. Listen, all I'm saying is, if I can give you any advice, go Antalya, stay all inclusive hotel.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Do they call you Ahmet? Mehmet? Sorry, Mehmet.
You say Ahmet.
Ahmet.
No, they don't even listen. I don't know what the hell they call me, but I just know the vibes were impeccable out there. I didn't have one bad thing to say, but I've got a funny story for you.
Go on, let's get into it.
So. I don't know if this was all like Turkish people, but
yeah.
I remember, I think the first time I went, I was like, yo, let me just quickly pray. I think it was Maghrib. I was like, one of them prayers that was, it was on the countdown.
You gotta pray quickly.
I was like, yo, before the sun fully goes down, let me just quickly pray Maghrib, yeah?
Yeah.
I went in there and I swear I felt like the prayer lasted a minute and a half. Which I was like, okay, cool. Maybe it's just this masjid. Beautiful masjid, by the way. Yeah. I was like, yeah, cool. Is what it is.
What do you mean? About, as in like the imam's leading it and it lasted for a minute and a half.
A lot. Like reading the Fatiha quick.
Super second speed. Surah.
Allahu Akbar. And I was just, obviously I'm following. I'm just like, okay, cool. Maybe it was just this masjid. And Antalya's got a lot of like small little, like I would say like a little small room for like 3-4 people, whatever,
to pray
in random places.
Yeah, to pray in.
And I forgot what they call it, but it's masjid, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've gone in there, and this was another time. I swear to God, during my first rak'ah praying, I don't know what prayer it was during the day, probably duhur in the afternoon. The guy, I swear to God, I'm in my first rak'ah. He went Allahu Akbar, Allah. Literally, this is all I heard. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And he bounced. And I'm in my first rak'ah, you know, the second surah. Yeah, and I'm standing there and I'm like, don't pay any attention to it. So I kept seeing it like quite a few times. And I was just like, is this like a thing that they just do? But don't get twisted. There wasn't really that much, even though we think of Turk as Muslims and Ottoman Empire, I didn't really see much of the Islamic.
Because obviously, Ataturk turned into like a second state.
There's statues of him everywhere. Bro, every building you go in is a massive portrait.
Yeah, man, they love Ataturk, man. But he was a secularist. Yeah, go on.
So. Yeah, anyway, this was the funniest one, So, again, Maghrib, I'm in the hotel. I was like, cool, let me quickly go find like a masjid part of this hotel. I found it. I see a few of the workers all rushing in there. Cool. I've walked in now. This guy's locked eyes, paws with me, and he's like, here.
It's the beard. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, he must have thought I was like,
you thought your grand mufti.
Yeah, mufti Menk or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I was yeah, cool. He was like, yeah, come, like, lead the prayer. And I was like, me? He's like, yeah. I was like, nah. I said, this is your country. Yeah. You guys lead. Because I don't want to, do you know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm a guest here. You know 100%. What I'm saying? I was like, cool. He was adamant. He was like, no, come, like, just leave.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, he kept pointing, stand there. I was like, all right, cool. I've stood there, I'm waiting for someone to do the adhan. I've looked left, looked right, no one's saying anything.
No one's saying that?
Nothing.
Okay, that's wild.
So I did the adhan. Cool, now I'm leading the prayer. I'm reading al-Fatiha, obviously reading it quite loud, just so everyone can hear. There's even like a women's section, obviously was locked off. You couldn't see nothing. Bro, everyone was doing their own thing. Wallah, I swear to God. I'm standing there firm, but I'm locked in. I'm like, listen,
from
my peripheral, this way, I could just see people are going up and down. In my head, I was like, benefit of the doubt. I was like, they're probably praying the sunnah. But I was thinking at the same time, but you should know that if the prayer started, leave that to one side and just get to the prayer. Everyone's doing their own thing, bro.
So what was the point in even leading?
So this is what I did. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Finished. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. And I've turned around and I looked at the guy that told me to lead, and he just gave me the, he gave me the thumbs up. Like, he, I swear, he just went like he went.
Like, you smashed it.
Yeah, and your I looked text. Him, and I was like, he was probably the only one.
That was following you?
That was following me. The only one. Bro, from my left and my that right, everyone's, crazy. I could just see up, down. There was even a guy that stood ahead of me, bro. Wallahi, a guy stood like on my right, further ahead of me, and I could just see him. I was just like,
what's going on
like, what's going on in Turkey? But that's
listen, Turks, I don't know if you've got any Turkish people in the comment section, but if we do, that'd be amazing. What the hell is that about?
Yeah, obviously I can't say probably the whole of Turkey, but that was just,
I'm not gonna lie, that's where me and you are different. I see that, I generalize. I think all of them are like that, which I shouldn't do, you know what I'm saying?
But don't get twisted, it's not like you're gonna see packed out masjids, and I could be wrong, maybe it was just where I was, but I generally didn't see any packed out masjids.
But you still hear the adhan and that though.
Friday prayers, I didn't really see a lot of, you do hear the adhan out there, without a doubt, but you wouldn't go there and feel like you're in a Muslim country. That's just my personal experience.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Ataturk did a number on them Turks, bro.
Yeah, that's just my experience. I will never lead a prayer out there.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Ever again. But apart from that, Turkey.
Sensational.
Oh,
I need to go. I'm thinking of somewhere to take my little son in the holiday.
Please go Antalya. Just get an all-inclusive hotel. I'll tell you the hotel to go to. It's called Accra Hotel.
Accra Hotel.
Spectacular.
Sensational. If anyone stayed in Accra Hotel, let me know in the comment section below.
I see a Somali couple in there. But feel like they were, does it sound mad? I feel like they're actually from Somalia.
They look like they were fresh off the boat. I love
they
that
look,
for them.
They looked like they wasn't westernized. Yeah, they didn't look westernized at all. But
how do you know though? Was it just a drip? The drip gives away a lot, man.
Oh, big time.
When you see the guy with the collars and he's got the collars back.
You can just tell by the drip. I feel like he was definitely
the woman that wearing a derek and that.
Bro, she was.
I love that for them, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because them, man, they just do what they want. And in their mind, they have no idea about trends.
Yeah.
They don't care about trends.
I'm wearing my clothes.
I'm going to wear my derek.
Yeah.
And he's going to wear his shirt.
Yeah. And he's locked in. That's
it. He's going to wear his like fucking alligator shoes. And we're just going to have a good time.
So what? Wait. Tell me and the people. You're going to Thailand to fight people. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, I'm going there to train.
Sounds like ISIS, bro. What's going on?
So basically, they've got like...
Muay Thai.
Yeah, Muay Thai. There's a place called Tiger Muay Thai. It's like it's like a camp place where you go there and you just train like 3 times a day.
Wow.
Wake up, train, go to sleep, wake up, train, like 3 times a day, bro.
Wow.
It's meant to be all like proper intense. Because that's what I want to do. I'm going to spin it back. I want to go there January as well. It's either that or I was going to go to Jamaica, funny enough. I was going to Jamaica for the Vibes Cartel concert.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I got a ticket.
You're a big Vibes fan, innit?
I'm a big Vibes. Bro, he's the greatest artist of all time.
I was in the car with you in Sheffield one time.
That's all I run.
I was like, what should I play? You were like, play some Vibes. And I'm Gaza. Looking at you like,
told
what?
You, bro. I'm one of the biggest Vibes Cartel fans in the world, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like he's the greatest artist of all time. You know what I'm saying? I don't think this is real Vibes Cartel that we're looking at. I think this is a clone. You know what I'm saying? He's not right.
It's mad different, innit? What happened to him?
He's got Graves' disease.
What's that?
I don't know. He's been hit in the face with a grave. That's what I said. His face just looks wild, bro. He's got Graves' disease.
I don't even know what Graves' disease is.
I don't know. It's an autoimmune disease. I think it comes from like, it's a thyroid issue.
Oh, for real? Because he looks like his face is like
swollen. When you see girls that have got thyroid issues and that, they tend to like have a lot. I think there's a lot of water retention.
It probably could be, innit?
Yeah. I was going to go to that one, but I thought, you know what? Forget that, because I feel like two things can happen in that concert. Either that could be the greatest concert of all time, or I look at him, I'm like, he doesn't look like he's fit enough to even perform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I'm like,
I'll say go somewhere meaningful. So if you feel like Thailand is somewhere, because I watch a lot of, do you know who Anthony Bourdain is?
No.
He was like a world-renowned chef who had a show traveling the world and just eating the nicest food. It wouldn't necessarily be... He would go to Michelin star restaurants, but it wouldn't necessarily be that all the time. He would go to like real local places that the locals would know, and it's like famous in that area. And he would just go to the mountain in Vietnam. There's one thing in Vietnam I want to really try. It's called egg coffee. When you get home, check that out.
Egg coffee.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Google it, bro. What is it? Does it taste like it sounds?
Bro, I just saw it. I'm a coffee connoisseur, so I saw that I need to try that. I'd love to go to Vietnam.
Vietnam, yeah. South Asia. Was that considered South Asia?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, South Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I feel like that place right there as well. it's culture, isn't it? It's little islands like that I want to go to and that.
And anyone leaving bad comments, just remember Birdie's going to Thailand to start.
I'm going to start kicking people in the head, man. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do that. I'm not going to lie. But nah, genuinely, I do appreciate all the engagement, good and bad. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? As I said, like, well, you know, we're not infallible, bro. A lot of the shit that we say...
Infallible. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, we're not infallible.
Big words.
Yeah, a lot of the shit that we say sometimes... I do agree, it's not fact-checked. And, you know, continue to check us. Continue to, like, send a lot of DMs as well and let us know what you want us to talk about. You know, we will be getting some guests on as well, I promise you.
Yeah, they're probably expecting someone a bit more exciting.
Hamza, you're the guy. I told you, like, for me, I don't care. I've said from the beginning when starting this with Hamza, I said, I want to have conversations with people. I want to have conversations with, you know what I'm saying? I necessarily don't want to, like, we could get a big, big guest on, but I'm like... Do I really want to speak to you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? What are we even going to speak about, bro?
No, facts.
Like, I like to have organic, fresh conversations where I know it's people that can bring a good input and like, a different spin on things.
Best believe we freestyled this, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This
one and the last
100%
one.
100% and the last one. So, I just said it's a fan favorite. Agency work, you know what I'm saying? We've got a new agency worker, my boy Arms. But yeah, if you got this far, like, comment, share, subscribe. Please, we appreciate you guys. Road to 3K.
Inshallah.
I've been your boy Bearded Books World Another North, and I've got my brother Malcolm Flex, Bob Shaw, Marley, the boy Arms. He was very young.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out, Birdie, man. Thank you for having me.
Come, I love my boy every time. Hey, listen, if you got this far, let's see if it works again. Hamza will be talking about the news currently in Somalia.
Can I say something?
That before, well,
before that message. Right. You can say that part, and then I was going to do, what's that Somali guitar? Din, din, din,
din, din, din, din. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Where's that guitar?
I don't know. What's it called? Do you know what it's called?
I don't know, Allah.
Because I've seen it on a couple of the intros.
It's a banjo. Like, oh, yeah. Vinny has it. Hamza.
Yeah, I was going to make that sound when he's like.
When he was still in the news. I got an ISO Amalia. I got his rap. Do you know what it is? Nah, I think he pre-records it and then he sends it in. So, anyway, Hamza.
Shout out Hamza, man.
Shout out Hamza. Shout out the boy New Money H. He'll be back soon. And here's the news from Hamza. There you go. Khalas.
Everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called Carney.
Upty.
More time you see me with Marley.
Sahib.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardy gal, good morning. White gal.